AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Bitter cold and snow in Iowa are the conditions for people voting in the first contest in the presidential races. The GOP caucuses in Iowa are tonight. Polls show Donald Trump has a big advantage, but Nikki Haley says don't count her out.
We are the only one going up in the polls. Everybody else is going down. That says something. And we know that momentum that we take from Iowa is going to go into New Hampshire. It's going to get even stronger in South Carolina until we finish this. This will be a two-person race with me and Donald Trump.
The winner of the Iowa caucuses is expected to get a boost heading into New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary next week. The weather isn't an issue just in Iowa. In Buffalo, New York, the Bills are hosting an NFL playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers today. It was postponed because of heavy snow yesterday. The AP's John Warrow is in Buffalo.
There's several dozen shovelers out in the stadium digging out all the seats, going row by row, so it's going to be a long process, but at least it's not snowing. It's bitter cold, and the wind is picking up.
Temperature at game time in Buffalo is expected to be around 18 degrees. Officials say Houthi rebels struck a U.S.-owned ship off the coast of Yemen in the Gulf of Aden. The attack came less than a day after the rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The U.S. and Britain recently launched attacks to try to stop the Houthis. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak defended the move to Parliament.
I do not take decisions on the use of force lightly. That's why I stress that this action was taken in self-defense. It was limited, not escalatory. It was a necessary and proportionate response to a direct threat to UK vessels and therefore to the UK itself.
After 2 weeks in the hospital following complications from prostate cancer surgery, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released. It was kept secret from senior Biden administration officials and staff for weeks. This is AP News. The anti-poverty organization Oxfam says the world could have its first trillionaire.
The group has released an annual assessment of global inequalities, timed to the World Economic Forum's gathering of political and business elites at the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam says the fortunes of the five richest men have spiked by 114% in real terms since 2020, when the world was reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. They are Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault and his family of luxury company LVMH, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Oracle founder Larry Ellison, and investment guru Warren Buffett. By contrast, Oxfam says nearly 5 billion people have been made poorer since the pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Carolina holds on to number one in the AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball poll. Iowa is number two. Ed Donahue, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.